Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. Today is Friday, October 5th, 2018. This is episode 231 of The Big Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. I think we've got a really great show for you today. Before we get into it, I do want to thank our sponsor, Solo Segment. Solo Segment focuses on site search analytics and AI-driven content discovery to improve search results, increase customer satisfaction, and unlock revenue for your business. You can learn all about them at solosegment.com, and I encourage you to do so. You know, when we get started today, I want to ask you, what got you out of bed this morning? You know, when you woke up, when your alarm went off, whether your eyes opened before the alarm rang or you know, your Amazon Echo started talking to you or your phone started chirping at you, you know, what is it that made you look forward to getting out of bed? And I want to ask, do you have a purpose that gets you out of bed? You spend you spend half of your waking life or more at work, at what you do. So why do you do it? You know, I once worked with a woman who was clearly miserable in her job. She was a great lady, really smart, really competent, good at almost every aspect of her job, except that she undoubtedly hated it where we worked. And it was apparent to everyone around her. So one time I was in a meeting with her, and I will tell you, our boss could have handled this slightly better because it would have been better had he done this in private. But he asked her, in all seriousness, as she was just sitting there rolling her eyes at everything and being really, you know, surly, he asked her in all seriousness, why do you come here every day? You're clearly not happy. You're clearly not, you know, comfortable with the things that we do. What is it that makes you decide every day, I'm going to go do this thing that I hate? And he had a point. The economy was good. You know, she was very, very employable in terms of her skill set. There was no obvious reason she had to stay. But every day she came to work and then spent an enormous amount of time bitching about the place, right? And really making a lot of the people around her not so happy too. And a lot of it was she couldn't answer his question. She really didn't have a good answer because she lacked purpose. She didn't know what she wanted. And that's kind of a sad thing. I mean, I'm not trying to single her out or make her the bad guy of this story by any stretch. I kind of felt bad for her, right? Because she didn't know what she wanted. I'm very lucky. I consider myself incredibly lucky and incredibly grateful that I get to do what I do. I mean, if you think about it, I'm a consultant, I'm a writer, I'm an educator, I'm a speaker. You know, I get to do a lot of different things, except they all come back to one or two purposes, right? I like helping companies do a better job. I like helping the people who work for those companies to do a better job. When you get down to its core, I really like helping them learn, right? That's really fun for me. And in all of the things I get to do, whether it's consulting, whether it's writing, whether it's educating, whether it's podcasting, whether it's speaking, I get to do that thing that I really like. I'm genuinely happy to say that I like all of my clients, but I love the ones where it's clear that I'm making a difference, where I can see the results. You know, the nicest compliment I've ever gotten from a client was when one of the owners of a company I was doing work with, a small business, but a good sized small business, said, told me I helped save the company. And I want to be really clear. I don't think that's true. They were a fantastic organization. They were doing many things well that were already, you know, quote unquote, saving the company. I just helped shine a light on what they already were doing well to their customers and helped shine a light internally on some things that they needed to focus on, right? They were doing a great job in 90% of the areas they were working in. And anything I did was just tweaks, right? But it was incredibly gratifying to know that in even a small way, I'd helped this company that provides a valuable service and employs hundreds of people in their community be a little more effective, be a little more efficient, be a little more successful. Because clearly that made a difference in the lives of their employees and in the lives of the owners of this company and in the community at large. People get to enjoy the products and the services that these folks offer because they're doing a great job. And if I helped in some small way, that's truly one of the most gratifying things I've ever done in my life. Now, a lot of people, when you talk to them about their purpose, they'll talk a lot about, you know, how they want to make money. And I want to be fair. I'm not trying to judge. Money is a good thing. There is nothing wrong with making money. I am a capitalist. I am all about let's make some cash, man. Let's make some cashish, right? Like, this is good stuff. But it's usually not a great reason to do something. You'll likely find, even if you're making money, that it's unfulfilling, that it's incomplete. You know, I've known people who received, it's a terrible motivator, in all seriousness. I've known people who either took a new job where they got a big salary increase or they received a big bonus or a big raise at their company. And I'm talking 30%, 50%, 100% increases in their income. And then when I talked to them 6 months later or 9 months later or a year later, they all felt underpaid. Right, which if you can, you know, increase your income by 50% or 100% and then still feel underpaid, that says something deeply about what's going on there. You know, they'd adjusted to the new level mentally. They went, well, sure, I should get paid this amount of money. I'm good at what I do. I should have been paid this all along, by God, you know, right? But a lot of it was that they didn't have a deeper motivation. There was nothing that encouraged them to get out of bed every day and go do this thing except for the money. And then they realized, wow, this is unfulfilling. I also want to point out it's undoubtedly true. They were likely underappreciated for their contribution. They likely weren't recognized enough for their contribution. So the only thing that attracted them was the money. And clearly, that's not working for them. Companies that lose sight of what their purpose is often struggle either in practical terms or more commonly in ethical terms. You know, when Travis Kalanick was in charge of Uber and they were all about growth for its own sake, they did a ton of incredibly, incredibly sketchy stuff. You know, some of them, like sending investigators to malign a woman who was assaulted in one of their cars, like that's downright evil. And using special software to predict who government regulators were and ensure that they didn't get rides, okay, that may not have been evil, but it was hardly good. But they were motivated by just let's go get money and not by some deeper purpose of let's help people get from place to place. You know, Uber's doing a really cool thing, Uber and Lyft. I want to make sure I get this right. I don't have it. I'll put it in the show notes. So if I get the wrong company, I apologize. But on election day, they're going to give people free rides to the polls because they're trying to help people who can't easily vote, vote. That's an enormous motivator. That's an enormous great purpose. We're providing transportation to people who can't get there or can't afford it or things like that. That's awesome. And I'm not trying to judge. Again, I don't want to be judgy about this. I'm trying to say, does it lead you to be fulfilled? And does it lead you to do things that are better for your community? That's probably a good thing. You know, Amazon certainly has a reputation for playing hardball. But it's clear that they do it because they're trying to offer people great value. You know, their interest is in providing people great selection, great value, and things like that. That's cool, right? Apple tries to offer people great products. Harley Davidson tries to offer people, you know, quote unquote, freedom. Those are all good things. And you see it in the results and you see it in how people respect their brands and in their business. So I would encourage you to spend some time thinking about your purpose, about why you do what you do, why your company does what it does. You know, feel free to write it down, but get it in the top of your mind. Then think about, do your customers know what your purpose is? Is it clear to them why you exist? Think about how you incorporate that into your messaging. Because what motivates you will motivate your customers. It will help you find the right audience. It'll help you find your tribe and the people who care about the things you care about and make for a much more successful business. It'll also help you feel a lot more fulfilled. And every morning when your alarm goes off, it'll make getting out of bed feel so much more worthwhile. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of past episodes by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that is timpeter.com/podcast. And of course, you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/timpeterassociates. On Twitter, using the Twitter handle at TCPeter. Or you can send me an email at podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. With that, I want to once again thank our sponsor, Solo Segment. Again, Solo Segment offers site search analytics and AI-driven content discovery to improve search results, increase customer satisfaction, and unlock revenue. You can find them at solosegment.com, and I hope that you do. I also hope that you have a wonderful weekend, a fantastic week ahead, and I will look forward to talking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, be well, be safe, be happy, and take care, everybody.